Now, the number of unemployed South Africans is staggering at over 10.3 million. This constitutes a crisis which continues to just deepen in spite of endless commitments to address it. Now, the Center for Development and Enterprise has released its latest publication on unemployment in South Africa. Basically, it analyzes the depth of the crisis and what accounts for it and sets out a series of proposals that could help address it. Let's speak to Anne Bernstein now, who is the head of CDE, which is the Center for Development and Enterprise. And good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time. You've launched this Center for Development Enterprise report on South Africa's job crisis. What are the numbers showing you? How bad is it?
Well, it's 10.3 million and rising. So this is really a catastrophic situation. And all the job summit, presidential summits, the projects, the NEDLAC debates, everything has just not worked and has been sitting with a deepening unemployment crisis that is terrible.
Mm. So what is wrong then? Is there something wrong with the current approach to jobs? And do you think we need a new deal in dealing with this crisis?
Absolutely. We're arguing the current approach to jobs is not working, as can be seen in the rising numbers of unemployed, and that a totally new approach is long overdue. We have the deepest unemployment crisis in the world, and in our view it has worsened because government has failed to address its underlying causes, slow economic growth and labour market policies that discourage employers from hiring unskilled workers. What we do is we avoid the essential reforms and we focus attention on ad hoc projects or special initiatives, and that's not the answer. The focus has to be on the country's key task, which is designing, implementing, and successfully managing a policy reform process.
And do you get a sense that government is getting closer to understanding the crisis as you outline and maybe even closer to implementing some of those reforms you speak of?
That's a hard question to answer. I think, look, the reforms we're calling for are politically challenging. We all know that.
Yeah.
And we're saying that the past 2 years of the president trying to get a better situation has not resulted in the outcomes we want, and that it's time to acknowledge that and to say that we have to tackle these difficult political reforms, and that requires a new approach. We have to change the terms of the conversation in the country, and the president could lead that. Business leaders could help as well. We've got to say the country can't carry on doing what we've been doing all along and tweaking or fiddling. We've got to actually fundamentally change in a number of specific areas which we have itemized. We've got to make these changes to get faster growth, which is vital for employment. But even with faster growth, we have to make changes to the labor market as well.
All right.
And we must make those changes bearing in mind they have to be carefully calibrated. We understand that because there are a lot of people who are currently working who we don't want to affect negatively.
Yeah.
So we've thought about that, and that's part of what we're suggesting.